Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Rod Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent specializing in livestock.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Mr. Rod.
How are you today?
I am so marvelous.
Fantastic.
It's a beautiful morning. You're going to talk a little bit about hay.
That's right. You know, this past week I've been out doing farm visits and things, and I've noticed that the first few fields of hay have been cut. I've seen some brome that's been cut for hay. I've seen some alfalfa that's been cut for hay. So I thought, you know, we need to talk about making a quality hay. And hay quality has a direct impact on our livestock performance and on our feed cost. And it seems all too often, we as producers make decisions that maybe aren't the right decisions for the right quality of hay that we really want to produce. And so today, we're going to discuss some of the management decisions that could pay off for better animal performance and hopefully reduce supplement cost. So the most important thing we can do when we are thinking about putting up a quality hay, that decision is, when are we going to cut the hay? Everybody knows that as a plant grows, it matures. And when the plant matures, fiber levels increase and digestibility and crude protein levels decrease. So delaying harvest, you may actually increase total pounds, but you're not going to get the quality product that you're really desired, okay? So an example, let's use a brome hay field as an example. If we would cut brome hay when it's in the boot stage to maybe when we see the first seed heads come up, we could expect to get somewhere in a 15 or 16% crude protein hay. If we wait a little bit, and let's say we wait until we see it start to smoke, which is pollination time, okay? That's late flowering. And so if we waited that long, now that would be the optimum time if you want to think about tonnage as well as crude protein levels. But if we even wait that long, our crude protein levels are going to drop from that 16% earlier down to about 10%. And then think about, you know, if we happen to be one of those that hay, put up brome hay in late June or July or later, you know, we're talking about a product then that's only about 6% crude protein diet. So we've really lost a lot of hay quality. And so generally speaking, we want to cut cool season grasses in the boot stage to early heading, and we want to cut legumes at late bud to early flowering stage. And as you can see, you know, timing of harvest can make a huge difference in the quality of hay that we're going to produce. The next thing we want to think about is when we're baling that hay, what is that moisture level? Because moisture plays a big role, too, in the quality of hay that we put up. So, to some extent, moisture levels depend on our baling or our baler type, okay? So, small square bales, they can be baled when moisture's like 19% or less. If you have a large round baler, you're looking at somewhere between 15 and 18%. If you've got a large square baler, you probably want to hay that when it's about 16% or less. Moisture. And we know that hay that is baled too wet, it can mold, it can heat during storage, and that will cause nutrient reductions. And it can also cause an increased risk of fire if we put it up when it's too wet. But on the other hand, if we bale it when it's too dry, the leaves become brittle, they fall off, and them falling off leads to a reduction of nutrients. And so moisture plays another very critical role in putting up a quality hay. So it's a good thing to have maybe a hay moisture meter, those types of things as you're baling the hay. And lastly, we want to think about storage losses. They can really add up quick. Unfortunately, most of us store hay outside on the ground. Well, research has shown that round bales that are stored outside, uncovered, on the ground, can lose over 25% of the dry matter. If we have a barn, that's ideal. You know, put your hay in the barn, it'll minimize dry matter loss. You might only lose 2%. If you have to put it outside, a good option it would be to maybe put them on pallets or put them on railroad ties and then cover them. And if you do that, we can expect maybe 7 to 10% dry matter losses. But, you know, unfortunately, most of our hay is stored outside. It's on the ground. And so what we really need to do is look for the best site we can find. We want a site that's well-drained, that's sunny, and we want to line those bales in north-south rows. And really, we want to keep about 3 feet between those rows. And we say, well, why north-south? Why 3 feet? Well, we want airflow. We want that airflow to go between those bales, between those rows. That will help that hay dry down quicker after rain or even following a snow as it melts, that kind of thing. So the problem with that is if we're leaving 3 feet between our rows, we really need to keep it mowed. And 3 feet might not be the right size. You know, I've got a 60-inch deck. You better stack them about 6 feet apart. Or otherwise, there's a lot of weed eating or something else that you're not going to do. You know what I mean? All in all, making good hay doesn't happen by accident. It takes timely cutting. It takes baling to be done at the correct moisture. And it takes good storage methods. So I hope you all have a great haying season. And until next time, stay safe.
Nothing tough about getting all that figured out, is
No, because, you know, and I didn't go into it, but there's rain. That's the next thing. Oh, well, okay, I got to get it put up. Is it better to hay it, to cut it, and then let it get rained on and lose quality because it gets rained on? Or is it better to let it stand and then cut it 2 weeks later when it's lost value too? There's a lot that goes into it, really.
Yes.
If you could tell me, I'm going to mow it right now, and I'm going to get a quarter of an inch of rain on it within 2 hours or 3 or 4 hours. Okay, I'll do that. I don't want to have it cut and dried and then get rain on it, because then nutrients leach out of the leaves and you have a poor. It doesn't leach so bad when it's green and fresh cut. Mm-hmm. It will otherwise. So, and then how much are you really losing if you get that quarter or half inch versus if you wait 2 weeks? I don't have that answer.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Rod, thank you.
Yep.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.